Here's a thought about pre-visualization, which, of course, was a big, big deal when Ansel Adams made it a big deal in his books on the dark room and the print and the negative, because it was primarily a means for the black and white traditional analog film photographer to control tonalities. It was a way to know how to expose and then subsequently develop the film in order to create the tonalities in the negative that would translate into the tonalities you wanted in the print. There was, of course, more to it than that, not the least of which is in order to make those determinations, you had to pre-visualize in your mind's eye what you want the finished artwork to be. But I gave up using pre-visualization years ago for several reasons, one of which is I think the digital materials are much more flexible, so they give us more options that we don't need to control quite as tightly as we needed to back in the film days. And then I think there's the part about the fact that when I'm in the field, I'm not creating my finished artwork in my mind's eye. I'm gathering assets. And then I use those assets back in the digital darkroom to create my finished artwork. And I think all of that is part of the changing process that we have going. But I think there's another part of pre-visualization that's more subtle, and that is the fact that a lot of times what the pre-visualized image is how to create something in the film that looks as closely as we want it to look in the real world if the conditions were there, if the light was right, if the contrast was right, if all the things that we want to happen in a photograph just luckily happen to be there. But if they're not there, we can sort of push tones around with pre-visualization in the zone system to get what we want. But what if our objective is not to make a reproduction of the world? What if our objective is to do something different than that? Not using a camera to record what the world looks like, but using a camera for a different purpose. And I think that's where pre-visualization really stubs its toe and doesn't really work for those of us who do something a little different with the camera than trying to reproduce what the world looks like or, more subtly, what the world feels like if it looked like we would prefer it to look if all the conditions were perfect.